October 1, page 283. Ye are God's instruments. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, John 1:12. Christ came to the earth to present a true and exalted standard. Brief as was the period of his public ministry, he accomplished the work he came to do. How impressive were the two truths he taught, how complete his life work, what spiritual food he daily imparted as he presented the bread of life to thousands of hungry souls. His life was a living ministry of the Word. He was the light of the world, pointing to men the way, the truth, and the life. He was its food, the bread of life. He promised nothing that he did not perform. Ask, he said, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. Just as we trace the pathway of a stream of living water by the line of living green it produces, so Christ could be seen in the deeds of mercy that marked his path at every step. Wherever he went, health sprang up, and happiness followed wherever he passed. The words of eternal life were presented in such simplicity that a child could understand them. Men, women, and children were so impressed with his manner of explaining the scriptures that they could catch the very intonation of his voice, place the emphasis upon his words, and imitate his gestures. Youth caught his spirit of ministry and sought to pattern after his gracious ways by seeking to assist those whom they saw needed help. The blind and deaf rejoiced in his presence. The face of Christ was the first face that many eyes had ever looked upon, his words the first that had ever fallen upon their ears. These restored followed him wherever it was possible. His words to the ignorant opened to them a fountain of life. He dispensed his blessings abundantly and continuously. They were the garnered treasures of eternity given in Christ, the Lord's rich gifts to man. Christ's work in behalf of mankind is not finished. It continues today. Through John, he declares that as many as received him, to them will he give power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Manuscript 79, October 1, 1906. Leave your nets and follow me.